أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We seek refuge in God from the arts of Satan. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the most exalted. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى بيت الطاهرين. Peace and salutation upon Prophet Muhammad and his progeny. Once again, I welcome you to this show, to this session of a program, as we call it, Islamic Practical Laws. So you are with me. We have talked about ijtihad, taqlid, and purity. Now we reach to another side of this Islamic practical laws, ahkam. We were talking about purity. We have talked about wudu, ablution. And now we reach to ghusl. But before ghusl, I have to tell you something about obsession. Some people, they are very, very obsessive and they have doubt on everything and they want to do it in a, very good way. But this one sometimes makes problem. And sometimes it's torturing, you know, other people. So Islam do not recommend you and do not allow you to be obsessive regarding of the Islamic laws. You have to do it in a way it is, not to be very, so precise, or you have to find out very exactly, not as it has been recommended, you do it just. Not, you know, doing, we can say, to be extremist in this case. Because it causes a lot of problems, you know, we can say, spiritually, and many problems you will face. So that is the thing we can say. Obsession and its treatment. The treatment is that, you know, you conquer yourself, you just say yourself, okay, that one, I will do it in a normal way. I'm not going to do it, you know, in a very extremist way. No, just normal thing. And if you look at it in the books, Islamic practical laws books or some special books regarding this issue maybe can help you and benefit you. Okay, let's go to our topic today, which is called Rules of Ghusl, more especially Ghusl of Janaba. Okay, before that, let me give you some introduction about this. Ghusl means to wash yourself. To wash yourself regarding the way God has ordained you. For example, in what cases we need to have ghusl? First of all, let's say what kind of ghusl we have. We have two types of wajib ghusl. One of them is held in common between men and women, which is about janaba, the time after, you know, the sperm comes out from you or somebody has intercourse, a relation, you know, between couples. And when a time you touch a dead person, and when a person dies, so they have to do ghusl for him. But another type of wajib ghusl is, you know, is special for women, because women, they have their own and special laws, and I suggest them to go and find it, you know, profound, and to ask and to know it more. But I just point out some of them. For example, the first ghusl for women is menstruation ghusl, haiz. So they have monthly, you know, period. They have blood is bleeding out from them, so they have to do, after they have cleansed, so they have to do ghusl. And another one for women is istihaza. Istihaza is the time for women, you know, when it's less than 3 days or more than 10 days, or the time they have just matured. So this also needs to go profound to know it more. And so the time when the woman is matured, you know, the puberty, the time of puberty of a girl, which she is 9 years, so she has to go to do istihaza. The first time she's bleeding, you know, the blood is bleeding from her womb, so she has to go do this thing. And another one is Propyrium. Propyrium, you know, also is the time, for example, women, you know, has delivered the baby, so they have to do this also. So after this explanation, let's go and know about the rulings of Janaba. As I told you, Janaba is the time, for example, when the sperm and the semen comes out from a man or woman, whether it's, you know, few or is much, no difference. So it is Janaba. So first of all, you have to clean it from your body, and then you have to do ghusl. I will tell you how is the ghusl, but these are the prior knowledge we have to know about ghusl. And the time, you know, they have intercourse. Couples, they have intercourse. The relation, which is for men and women after the marriage. So they have to do ghusl. If a sperm or a semen came out, it didn't come out or come out, or no difference. So they have to do this thing. So the thing now we have to know about the time the sperm comes out, you know, in three conditions, it shows that, you know, you are junub. You have to do ghusl for this case. If when it comes with lust, I mean L-U-S-T, so you have to do ghusl. If it's jumping out, so you have to, it's feeble, you know, so you have to do ghusl. And after, you know, the sperm is coming out, so your body is weak and you're not so much strong, so this one is very important to have ghusl. So what things that makes the ghusl invalid? So a time, okay. And two more things I have to point out. Sorry, something comes to my mind, so I have to tell you and let you know. We have two types of ghusl. One of them is tartibi. The next one is irtimasi. Tartibi is, you know, you do it under the shower. You know, you take a shower. So under shower, you do it, you know, in order. And another one is like swimming. You just go to the water and come out. First of all, you make intention. I'm doing ghusl, and you go to the swimming pool, and once you go, you can say, submerge your head in the water and get it out, you take, you come out, so that one is ghusl. But tartibi, I will let you know for this before telling you about the thing they're invalidating the ghusl. First of all, when you want to make a ghusl, so you make intention. Intention is not necessary to say it by words. Saying, you know, you just pronounce inside, intrinsically, inside your heart, you can say, I'm doing ghusl, this is ghusl janabat, okay, or ghusl jum'ah. So when you're doing ghusl, first of all, before you're doing ghusl, you have to clean your body. So you have to remove the dirtiness, I mean the sperm or the jasa or feces or something which is on your body, you have to clean. After that, you have to wash your head before everything. Your just head, I mean with the neck. Just like this, easily. You just wash it. And then you start washing your right side from here. Or you can put your hand, your right hand, your hand up. You wash like this, your right side. It's not necessary to measure, for example, very precise, okay, it has to be from here to here. No. Just doing it approximately, you wash like this, all your right side. I mean, from the top of your fingers up to the end of your, you know, the feet finger. And then you wash your left side from here to down. That is tartibi. So notice that The water is supposed to go all your body. And sometimes people, you know, most people, when they want to make ghusl, before that they clean their body to from the dirtiness, so to wash whole body, then they do ghusl. This ghusl, by this thing, as I mentioned, it is to follow the ordain of God. That is all. You know, as I told you, it's not necessary to measure and put meter and find out, okay, is it correct now I washed from here to here? No, no, no. That's enough, you know, to wash as you are doing, to wash the right side and you're washing the left side. Try and just notice that, no side supposed to be dried. All the place supposed to be wet and you wash them. Okay. So the thing that, you know, makes your ghusl invalidates your ghusl is, for example, when you're washing your body, something has sticked in your body, for example, a plastic or a painting is in your body, which is on the surface, not inside. For example, sometimes you write by a pen, inks come on your hand. When you wash it, it doesn't go. It means it has been influenced inside your skin. So that is a different thing. You shouldn't, you know, remove it. That one has gone inside. But the thing is, at the surface of your skin, you have to remove it and let the water to pass through, to move from the skin, to just pull down. And notice that the water should not go up. To do, you know, ghusl in tartibi way, water supposed to be pulled down. And even in wuzu, shouldn't go like this. It should go like this, down, from up to down. And as I mentioned, your body is supposed to be cleaned, not with dirtiness. For example, the feces or excrement are in your body, or the sperm or semen on your body, you are doing ghusl. No, 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 no. Before that, you have to clean it. You have to remove everything. Okay, after ghusl, as I told you, different ways that we can have ghusl for women, for men. As I point out, some special ghusl we have for women, as I told you. So let's go and see what is the next issue, which is called tayammum. Tayammum is the substitute or replacement for ablution. Sometimes a person who is sick or he has skin problem, so he cannot make ablution. So he has to do tayammum. So tayammum, it doesn't have any deal with water. You are doing with the soil. So how is the way and how we can do and when we have to use the tayammum? Tayammum is for the time the water is harmful and hurtful for you. So you are doing to substitute the tayammum to wudu. So, and sometimes there's not water for you. There is no enough water for you. Is everything, you know, you are in a desert and cannot find a water, or there is a water, but if you do wudu, so you'll be thirsty or you'll die by thirsty. Even though if an animal is with you, Islam recommends you to do not, you know, use this water for ablution. You have to drink it to save yourself and save the animal as well, because Islam considers all the creature's rights, and this is one of the rights to keep you alive. So the time, as I told you, to use tayammum is the time there is no water and the water is hurtful for you, and there is no enough water to clean your clothes, and the time is going, and you have to do tayammum to say your own prayer. So how we have to do the tayammum? tayammum when you see a place, there is, for example, soil or dust or sands or some types of, you know, stones, or for example, like limestone, you can, you know, just put your hand like this on the dust or on the soil 2 times. So, or just one, we do 2 hands, not one. You put like this and rub it on your face from the place that, you know, the hair is growing from here. You rub it here like this up to your nose. When you finish, then, so we just rub from here to here, and then your left hand on right hand, and then right hand on the left hand. That is all. That's finish. Just remind you again, when the time, the water is hurtful for you, is harmful for you, and there is no enough water for you, you just do by this thing. And I, as I told you, what thing we can do tayammum on them. So I have pointed out for you. And then the order is very important to do first like this. And left hand on the right hand, and right hand on the left hand. And that is all. And with that, you can say your prayer. That is it. The next issue is about the pertaining to women. To women, you know, they have some special thing. I just pointed out for you something, but, you know, about the ghusl, and they have 3 types of ghusl they have to follow by. And if they want to know more, they have to investigate it by their own selves, because there is no enough time, and maybe it's good to know it from women, not from me. And let's go to the next issue, rules of that person. You know, a person dies. Me, you, everyone dies. We're not going to perpetuate for all time, for all era. So one day we'll die. When a person dies, is the time ghusl is wajib for him. We have to wash him in the way that Islam has ordered, and then they bury him in a grave. In another time, ghusl is wajib, as I told you, when you touch a dead person, when the body is cold, you touch him, touch her or him. So you have to do ghusl. And as I pointed out, so the dead person as well, he has to be, you know, they have to do ghusl for him. Okay, we have some other issues which are about the rules of najis substances. I think it's better to point out for these things in the next episode of this program, because we are running out of the time. Bear with me, I'll be back to you again. Thank you, see you again.